National News. Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: HH defends IMF engagement, calls for Africa-led economic path. SACOD cautions against rushed cybersecurity CCTV laws. Epstein survivors call for full release of files in video.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. President Hakainde Hichilema says he was never afraid of dwindling his support base and becoming unpopular when his government chose to work with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to support Zambia's economic recovery. Delivering a keynote address at the ongoing mining endeavor in Cape Town, South Africa today, President Hichilema said Africa must stop depending on IMF-driven programs and start shaping its own economic path. He says Zambia has completed its 38-month IMF program after passing all six reviews and noted that the next step should be a program that supports growth, especially in the mining sector. The president says African countries should take the lead in designing their own programs and only seek IMF support to back locally driven plans. He further says Zambia is targeting the production of 1 million metric tons of copper this year and has urged African nations to organize themselves better, adding that Africa's development can only be driven by Africans.
Zambia had a program with the IMF as part of our menu of reforms and restructuring. Minister of Finance may say that at some point, but I want to indicate as part of the things we went out to resolve so we can focus on growth, and it affected the mining sector as well. We had a program, Zambia program, with the IMF. Please take note, my colleagues, my fellow president, acting president, that Africa must change this narrative that the IMF will construct a program for us in our countries. We must construct the programs and ask the IMF to support us in our programs. And this president never shied away from the risk of being unpopular with the voters when we said this is the Zambia program with the IMF, not the IMF program with Zambia.
The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD, has cautioned against the enactment of laws that may pose a danger to citizens, such as the proposed cybersecurity and the CCTV legislation, without conducting adequate due diligence. According to the National Assembly of Zambia, the clause Secure Television Public Protection Bill 2025 was introduced to address gaps in existing laws by establishing a legal framework to regulate the installation, use and management of CCTV and mobile surveillance systems amid growing usage and concerns over privacy and data protection. The bill aims to balance enhancing public safety and crime prevention with safeguarding individual rights, but has sparked debate over potential privacy intrusions and the extent of state powers, leading to further review after being referred back by the president for more consultation. SACOD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda has commended President Hichilema for deferring assent to the bill, stating that laws should not be enacted through what he termed a copy-and-paste approach. Mr. Muyunda has warned that without thorough consultation and safeguards, the legislation could intrude on citizens' privacy and potentially be abused as a spying law.
But what he comforts us is that the president refused to assent to it until those issues that members of the public have raised are addressed. So what we need to, as a country, is not to adopt everything that comes from whether it's the West or any other. The copy and paste issue, way of developing laws, is giving us a lot of challenges because it invades in our social and cultural norms. So the CCTV Act, even the president himself, could not assent to it. It shows how much people are not comfortable with it when it comes to the to people's enjoyment on the rights of on the right to privacy.
The Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, has called for the establishment of a unified regulatory framework to protect children from accessing illicit and harmful adult content online. ZANEC board chairperson Henry Kapwe says the rapid growth in internet access and social media use among children has exposed them to serious risks, including pornography, online exploitation, and other inappropriate digital material. Mr. Kapwe notes that while Zambia has several laws and policies touching on child protection, cybersecurity, and education, these remain fragmented and weakly enforced, leaving children vulnerable in the digital space. He explains that a unified framework would harmonize existing laws, strengthen monitoring mechanism, and clearly define the responsibility of government institutions, internet service providers, schools, and parents in safeguarding children online. Mr. Kapwe further stresses that protecting children from harmful online content is not only a legal obligation, but also a moral and developmental necessity, as exposure to such material can negatively affect children's psychological well-being, behavior, and academic performance. Mr. Kapwe adds that as Zambia continues to embrace digital learning and e-governance, deliberate measures must be put in place to ensure the online environment remains safe and supportive for children's growth and education.
The Child Online Protection Strategy, which Zambia is currently using to ensure that children are, you know, sensitized and also made to keep away from accessing, you know, adult content online. But I think there is a lot of shrewd presented content that may not be pornographic in nature, but it can be graphical, you know. At times, even words can be graphical. So we need to ensure that maybe we come up with rules for those that are, you know, producing content to put disclaimers that certain content is not for a certain age group.
The Golden Party of Zambia, GPZ, has proposed wide-ranging constitutional and governance reforms, including changes to the retirement benefits of former presidents and the introduction of two vice presidential positions. GPZ President Jackson Silawe says the current system, which withholds retirement benefits from former presidents who remain politically active, is unjust and should be reformed. Mr. Silawe argues that a sitting president who loses power through general elections should retain full retirement benefits regardless of whether they choose to retire from active politics or continue participating in public affairs. He has emphasized that former presidents should be treated with dignity and respect, noting that they remain constitutional leaders even after leaving office. And in a separate proposal, the GPZ president has called for the creation of two vice presidential positions, each with clearly defined responsibilities in that improving governance and efficiency.
This breeds incompetence, tribalism, nepotism, corruption and biasness in national matters. It destroys oversight institutions and allows the plunder of our national resources, leaving our country poor. Some individuals have concluded that democracy has failed in Zambia and in Africa, but that assertion is not accurate. The reality is that Africa is experiencing a form of democracy that is half-baked. Therefore, anyone advocating for increased powers for the presidency does not have the nation's best interests at heart.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Nicholas Mainza says the rising energy costs are increasing the cost of production and in turn pushing up prices and in turn pushing up prices of common goods and services, warning that over-reliance on a single energy source is exposing businesses to unnecessary risk. In an interview with Millennium TV, Mr. Manager said, unlike households, business entities, particularly for energy security, by investing in alternative power sources to avoid production disruptions. He has explained that power outages or sudden increases in electricity tariffs can easily halt production, disrupt supply chains.